bad. It's John. I'm here. She didn't fire me yet.
Not yet.
I made it.
Yes. I mean, this is only the beginning.
Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Of course. How are you this evening?
I'm good, you know, relaxed.
Good.
You know, happy to be off work.
Right.
Just, you know, I'm feeling great.
Good.
I'm feeling great. You doing good?
I'm doing fantastic.
Look, at least I asked you this time.
Right.
I think you called me on an episode one of not actually asking.
No, I didn't ask you, but you answered.
I did answer. I got excited. She's like, okay, I didn't ask you, but okay, whatever. You know, whatever.
I'll just go with it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, though.
Yeah, of course. So, John.
What up?
So, what are we bringing to the table this evening?
I'm glad you asked that. So, you know, I've been thinking.
Over
this last week.
Watch out. He's
these months. Yeah, I know. I got a lot of conspiracy theories in this head. But one of the things that always makes me think, especially the time that we're living in now, is, you know, you hear these old stories about what is the American dream.
Ooh.
You know, everybody's like, oh, it's the American dream. Mm-hmm. That's the American dream. Oh my gosh, this is the American dream. But you know, what is really the American dream anymore? Like, I guess when our parents were younger, mm-hmm. used to hear stories about house with the white picket fence.
Yeah.
And like, you know, a wife with two kids. Like, I think that was the standard. But, you know, there's so many. It's so layered now.
Oh, yeah.
Because especially pandemic days, just life in general. There's a lot of things that's happened over the last decade.
Yeah.
And, you know, does the American dream even exist anymore?
Okay.
You know, so that's kind of what I wanted to bring to the table.
Okay.
For our listeners, for you to get your opinion, you know.
That's a good question.
It is a good question. You know, I've been thinking about this. I've been thinking. I got thoughts.
That's the first. No, I'm not kidding.
Wow. Shots fired. I need a soundboard.
Right.
That's fine.
Sorry,
we'll
I was having
there.
Flashbacks to Modern Warfare we did the other night.
Oh, okay. She's a nerd.
Throwing my nerd out there.
I don't play video games. She plays Modern Warfare.
I read books. He lying.
I mean, hey, that's part of my American dream. Shoot. This
reading books?
No, Warfare.
I was about to say.
Warzone. We'll be dropping, you know.
Oh, man, that could be a whole episode itself.
Dude, it might be a throwaway episode.
Right.
It'll be a bonus.
There you go.
We can't talk about Modern Warfare for 30 minutes. Oh, a squad episode?
Yes.
The commander? Oh, okay, look, we're getting off topic.
Sorry. Okay.
Once again.
So, the American dream. So, elaborate a little bit more on that. What do you mean?
What do I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like it's the point where everybody's like, okay, we made it. This is life, you know.
Okay.
You know, everybody's like, you know, we follow this pattern, you know, meet girl, date girl, marry girl, have child with girl, get a house, maybe, and vice versa. Maybe this isn't in order, but you know, have kid, get a house, get a steady job. You know, grow old, and that's it. American dream, right?
So are you basically saying that you feel like it's changed? Is that
I feel like it has changed a lot. I feel like it definitely goes more than my life means more than just raising a child.
Okay.
You know, it's deeper than just, you know, reproducing and following the same patterns that our ancestors did. What I just mean, mom. Hey, mom. But following the same patterns of like, okay, I'm in my 30s.
Okay.
I don't have that white house with the picket fence. I don't have that family. My parents were like 25 and they had those things, you know?
Yeah.
They got started very young. So it's like, where are we now? Like, is there a new American dream? Is it everybody's going to have a podcast? You know, is everybody going to make a TikTok? Are we all going to be on TikTok? Like, what is the new American dream? And does it still exist?
You know, first of all, I think the American dream is different to a bunch of people. Means different things to a bunch of people, or is different for a bunch of people.
Yeah.
I kind of view the American dream as, you know, making something out of nothing.
Oh, okay.
But I do see what you're saying, though, because I feel like that's part of society's, what am I trying to say here?
Master plan.
Yes.
You know, we're all part of this race.
Right? But I can see how that would tie in with the American dream. Because, you know, for some people that is the American dream. That's, you know, that's what society has taught us. Well, what Western society, Western culture has.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I'm trying to be politically correct.
You're fine. You're fine. Well, they will fact check you.
Yes, please fact check me. Yep. But yeah, I don't even know what I was saying anymore.
It's fine. You're completely fine. And basically, we're in our 30s.
Uh-huh.
We're in our prime. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is it for us. You know?
What you mean this is it?
This is it, Ashley. We taking this last ride.
That's a morbid thought right there.
You know, it is. But here's what I'm saying. Like, just because we're in our 30s, don't mean we can't have kids. Doesn't mean we ain't going to get that house.
Well, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that can happen.
Yeah.
So obviously the American dream has slightly changed.
Okay.
From generation to generation, your Gen X to, you know, your millennials, you know, it's going to be different for everybody.
That's true.
You know, I have a little nephew now that just wants to be a YouTuber and have that dream.
Well, you didn't have it when we were
I just wanted to get out of high school and be alive, you know? Yeah, college was a never thing for me. I never really cared about college. I went directly into the workforce. I've always just been a worker. I've always been a hard worker. I put my head into it. I work. But
that's interesting because I feel like that was very different for me. Well, maybe, I mean, I don't know. When I was in high school, I kind of felt like it was drilled into us that, okay, so your next plan of action needs to be going to school, getting your degree, and then, you know, getting into your career and making something of yourself.
Oh, yeah, that was the plan.
And, you know, contribute to society.
Yeah, no, they told me that. I did not listen. Obviously, I'm here doing this now.
I thought that was what you were supposed to do.
But the thing is now, they're not even telling people that anymore. You got some professors and teachers that'll go far as like, yeah, you don't need college. You know, and people are getting mad because like these are supposed to be our educators, but they're like, you don't need it because most people go to college. They don't use their degree for what they went to college for. My sisters.
That would be me.
My sisters both went to college. My dad recently went back to college once he got out of the military, but nobody in my family is doing what they went to college for. They're all doing jobs that they just went out and got based on their skill level. Because they knew how to do something or they taught themselves how to do something. And I'm just like, wow.
It's true, though, because I did the same thing. You know, I, for whatever reason, I don't know. Well, it was drilled into me in high school that, and I don't know if it was the culture also in society, you know, that this was your plan of action. You know, after high school, you went immediately into college and you had to know what you were going to do for your major.
Mm-hmm.
Which I ended up changing like halfway through my college. Yeah. But yeah, I studied, I went in initially for archaeology. I'm an amateur archaeologist,
an amateur
historian, and theologian.
Wow. You're a real nerd.
I have a very good rounded scope of, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of stuff going on up here.
Oh my God.
But yeah.
She's a smart one.
So, I mean, I wouldn't say that, but I just like learning. I loved it. I mean, I'm not saying college is bad. I loved learning. I loved the experience.
Yeah. I'm also saying college is not bad. I feel like if you know what you want to do at a young age and you have a goal, I want to be a doctor. If you're passionate about being a doctor, obviously you have to go to college to be that doctor. But if there's something you want to do that doesn't involve you going to college, then just don't go. Like, you know, the school board requires you to have some type of college degree to work for the school board, for the school district. But all the jobs people are doing in the school districts are stuff you don't have to go to college for. So it's kind of like, yeah, to be a teacher, we get it.
Mm-hmm.
But to do some of these other jobs, you don't, you know.
Yeah.
No. I don't believe in it. Burn it down, Ashley.
Is
it weird? Is it weird to think about?
No.
Do you feel like
I lost my train of thought again.
You want
No, you started talking about something I completely forgot.
That's what I do. Okay, as a girl that went to college,
mm-hmm.
and you learned all the things you can learn in college. Now looking back at it,
I mean, I don't think I learned everything.
Okay,
you can learn in college.
Well, now looking back at it, do you regret going to college and spending that money? Or do you just like, oh, man, I'm really glad I went to college and spent that money because I know I'm going to use those skills.
I think this was going to be my point that I completely forgot about earlier. But now that I remember, that was kind of the point that I was going to make. When I went into college knowing that I wanted to study archaeology.
Okay.
And I was going to be an archaeologist.
I was coming to see you in the field. I was super excited.
I still love learning about it, you know. I still love learning about history. I still love learning about religion. That's what I was going to do. I was going to be an archaeologist. You know, I was going to be, you know, another Indiana Jones. But
that would be a badass thing to put on a resume.
Right? For real.
It's like, yo, what do? I'm an Indiana Jones.
That's right. I knew exactly what I wanted. So I was following the plan.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, things happen. Life happens. I got about second year into college and I started realizing, okay, maybe I don't really want to pursue this because if I want to go anywhere as an archaeologist, I'm going to have to do more school. And around that time, I was starting to, maybe it was more like my third year of college. I was starting to realize I was about over school at this point.
You're fizzling out a little bit.
Yeah. I was really getting burnout. And then I started realizing, okay, well, what the hell? If I'm not going to be an archaeologist, what am I going to do? My plan is starting to unravel here.
Then you started freaking out a little
bit. Yeah, exactly. It's like, what the hell am I going to do? So I ended up changing my major. I was still studying archaeology, but it was kind of like a interdisciplinary, like I got to choose three majors. So I did archaeology, like I said, history and religion. So that even made it even more broad of a subject. It's like, okay, well, if I'm going to do anything with this degree, I still have to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to go get, my postgraduate and even go on to do a doctorate if I really wanted to really get into it.
Dr. Shrek.
Right? I know. Sometimes I think I should have done it just to be called doctor.
Yeah, dude. If you got the time and the money.
Right?
I would do it too.
Yeah.
Paging Dr. Young.
Right.
Paging Dr. Young.
But, and that's where it starts to get, you know, I feel like some people don't really know what they want that early on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might think you do, but some people do. You know, they go on to be what they want, you know, what they've always wanted to be. But then you get other people like me, it's like you get halfway through and you're like, this is not for me.
I messed up.
And then you get other people that are like, I have no idea what I want to do, but, you know, society is telling me that I need to go to school, but what am I going to go to school for? And, you know, that's kind of where, I guess, to answer your question, I don't regret going to college because I learned what I loved. I love learning. I was just over school. Now I'm still paying off my student loans.
And that you might be doing for a while.
For real. But you know, that's just what I thought I was supposed to do.
Actually, I learned from the streets. You might have had college, but I had the streets. You know?
I know, but I ended up going back to a trade school after college, you know?
Nothing wrong with that.
And no, there's not. And honestly, I feel like in this day and age, I feel like there needs to be people more, you know, in more trade schools.
So you found your calling, your passion,
yeah.
Someone say.
I mean, I feel like I feel like I'm a jack of all trades, though. I like to do a bunch of different things.
Okay, I can see that. I am learning that about
you. I'm all over the place.
You are a wild card for sure.
It's written by an astrology chart, so.
Here we go.
But, yeah, so, yeah, I see what you're saying, though. It's, you know, definitely, I feel like the American dream, society, all of that's intermingled together, and it's definitely changing.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Wasn't that what you were saying?
I'm going to have a second thoughts now that I'm sitting here. But
and that's cool.
Let's switch gears a little bit.
Okay.
We talked about the college part,
mm-hmm.
but let's talk about the relationship part of the American dream.
Okay.
You know, I don't know about your upbringing or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
but my father was in the military.
Okay.
So he was gone a lot of the time. It's just my mom. But watching my mom and dad, and they got started super young. Straight out of high school, they knew they wanted to be with each other for the rest of their lives. So they started a family super early. And so, once again, we are in our 30s. By the time that my parents were in their 30s, they had a house. They had their 3 kids. And I'm just like, what am I doing? Like, I'm not there yet, but dating and relationships are so different now.
That's true.
Than just, oh, this is my high school sweetheart. I feel like that's super rare. So,
for this day and age, yeah.
Yeah. So, do you agree with some of these methods, these new methods of dating to help you achieve your American dream? I'm guessing. So you got your Tinder dates. You know about Tinder?
I know of it, but I've never used it.
No. Okay, well, good for you. Because Tinder is just if you want one thing.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. So if you're looking for that, go on Tinder.
I'm good.
You got your OkCupids. To lump it all up, you have your online dating. You know, is it ethical? Is that the right word? I don't even know. But it's like, do you feel like online dating is the way to go now? Especially since we are in a pandemic where a lot more people are turning to online dating to meet these people. And then they're doing these virtual dates now where they go on virtual dates together. Like, we're in a whole new ball game.
Listen, I've tried online dating.
Speak your mind then.
Multiple times. And it's, you know, it's just one of those things. It just is what it is. Some people, you know, they find everlasting love off of it. I have not had that luck.
Not off a computer screen, yeah. Huh?
No. You know, especially for girls, you got to be really careful. You know, going out and randomly meeting these people that you've only met online. I mean,
I feel like as a guy, you got to be careful.
Well, that's true.
Going out and meeting it. Look, have you ever heard of catfish?
No.
How have you never heard?
Listen, Ashley, I'm not up to date with all
ladies
this
and
stuff.
Gentlemen, catfish is old. 10 years old. MTV. You have never heard of catfishing? You had to hear. Oh, all right. We're going to take a time out. We're going to take a time out. We're going to pause the podcast. Listen, and when we come back from this commercial break, we are going to reintroduce catfishing to Ashley. We're going to get her caught up to speed. And we ain't going on a commercial break. We ain't got that type of money. We ain't got no budget.
Right.
Okay, so catfishing is when somebody's pretending to be somebody, but they're not actually that person.
Oh,
so I'm on the internet. Okay. You're trying to date me. You think my name is Chris.
I would just have considered that a fake profile.
It's called catfishing. Okay. There's a whole TV show
I
based
up on
it.
This lingo. Okay.
Oh my gosh, we got so much to watch after this. But yeah, so it is scary because you don't know who you're really talking to.
Oh yeah.
You know, there was this one person that they thought they were talking to their soulmate. It was this guy thinking he's talking to this lovely girl named Sarah. Mm-mm. Mm. Sarah was actually Tim.
Oh.
And Tim was pretending to be Sarah the entire time. But Tim actually wanted to go through with meeting the other dude. So when they go to meet in person, he thinks he's meeting some girl. Some big butch dude shows up. They go, what's up, man? And he's like, no, what you mean? Yo, what's up, man? And so they start to get a little violent. But at the same time, it's like your whole world has got flipped upside down.
Well, yeah.
So that's what catfishing is.
Okay.
So now you know.
Noted.
Ooh, am I rubbing off on you? Dude, I'm rubbing off on her. Oh, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But so yeah, so the new world of dating, especially in our 30s, pandemic, you know, online might be the way to go. You know, I don't even know. Sometimes I wish I was in one of those Indian families and I had an arranged marriage. And my parents just said, hey, this is Bonquiqui, and now you're getting married, you know?
What?
Well, I feel like if I was Indian, the name would be weird. No, I don't know. But
I mean, I love some Indian names.
I don't know any Indian names.
Okay.
So that's why I said Bonquiqui. This don't make me racist. I just don't know any Indian names. I didn't want to sound racist.
That's gonna be a whole nother episode.
Stay tuned. Look, I'm just rambling on at this point. Ashley clearly doesn't want to learn about catfishing, or dating.
I'm trying to tie what you're saying back into your whole
my American dream.
Yes, your American dream.
How do you have an American dream when you can't find a girl or guy to complete the said American dream? Do you even need that though? Can you complete your American dream without that?
I feel like like I said earlier, I feel like the American dream is different for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of immigrants came over here with nothing and built themselves into something. And I think that's what a lot of people think of as the American dream. But for, I guess, our culture now, I feel like it's shifted over time and our society has shifted it as well. You know, it started becoming, you know, the family unit, the house, the white picket fence. Ooh, you know,
love that white picket fence. So nice.
But and I feel like it's shifting again, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I, you know, obviously for us,
no,
it might look that way from some of the older folks, like, oh, mm-hmm. These people ain't going anywhere in their lives. They're just talking on a computer all day.
Hey, how do I do this? What am I clicking? Is this the right button?
But, yeah, it's, so yeah, I definitely see a shift, and I'm not saying it's bad. You know, I think, especially for our generation, well, not our generation, but like, you know, people in our situation.
Yes. Thank you. Our generation. Be careful.
Well, even our generation, you know, I've got friends that are having kids in their 30s.
Yeah. Okay. So
like it's nothing.
Exactly. Well, for me, a lot of my friends are just now having kids.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
It's like mind blowing where it's like, yo, Steven's having a kid. I'm just like, Steven still owns a chain wallet. Steven shouldn't be having kids if he owns a chain wallet.
Steven.
It's like, stop, what is going on? You know, it's just mind blowing. And
yeah.
I mean, it's a great thing. I'm glad people are starting their families. And but we are at that age now where I'm slowly looking around. I'm like, I just got invited to a friend vacation because my friends go on this vacation every year. And obviously pandemic, they're like, OK, how do we do this?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's going to get tested to make sure they're not COVID. And then they're going to rent a beach house and they're just going to stay in this house all weekend.
Sounds
like this is a great idea, but I am the only single person without kids going on this vacation. So now my vacation turns into me spending time with all these other families with their other kids. So it's like I don't know how I feel about that. Do I really want my vacation to be around 8 different kids, all different ages, by the way? Like, I don't know. Should I go? Should I stay? Do I feel like, you know?
I don't.
Am I overreacting? Should I just go on the vacation because I know I'm going to have a good time regardless?
I mean, you know your friends more. I don't really know your friends, but I feel like if I were, you know, if my friends were to do that, I feel like we would still have a really good time.
Yeah.
I mean, even though I would be the only single childless person.
If you want to go to Camden, let me know. I got a bump bed. You could sleep on the top. Yeah. Could be on the bottom.
But yeah, I think it would be, I mean, if it was my friends in that situation and me, I feel like I'd still have a really good time because I feel like, I just feel like things are different. I mean, but you know your friends better than I do.
You're still catching up. You're still like hanging out. Obviously the kids going to go to bed at some time. You're still drinking, playing poker, whatever. It's going to be a good time. But at the same time, it's like, it's still a little weird because it's like all these people got kids. All these people are in a relationship. Like, what did I do wrong? Like, I feel like I've messed up somewhere.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
It's kind of like, oh, here's JY. He's the single dude out of our friend group that we still have to invite to the family vacation. So do you see what I'm saying? Like, then it turned.
I do. I see what you're saying.
All right. I'm just trying to get my point across.
No, I hear you.
Thank you.
But I don't think you have to look at it that way. Because I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like it's not that big of a deal, especially for people our age.
Okay.
You know, maybe, you know, our parents before us and even the generation, you know, their parents, you know, if you had a single friend at 30, be like, listen.
Charlotte, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Right.
We have a family and you're not part of it.
Exactly. So. I mean, obviously that might not be the case for the generations before us, but, yeah, I feel like at least in my experience, it's not going to be that big of a deal. I mean, at least it shouldn't be.
I guess so.
You're not convinced.
Ashley knows me so well. She can always tell when I'm just like not satisfied. She's like, all right, well, I tried. But no, see, the whole point was like wrapping this all up, coming to whatever decision we decide on. Is there still an American dream? What that American dream is, and can we still get to it after our 30s?
My answer would be yes.
Okay. Okay.
Because I think, well, society is changing. You know, the times are changing. You know, I feel like, I say this to everybody. I say this to all my friends.
Mm-hmm.
30s are the new 20s.
Oh, okay.
You know, we are in our prime.
Okay.
You know what? I say that all
you
the time.
You tell me that all the time. I'm in my prime.
That's like, right.
She yells it for some reason randomly when we're talking. I don't know why. It makes her feel better.
Yes. But it's in my eyes, it's true. You know, well, because you see it. Society's changing. You know, our early millennials are having kids in their 30s, getting married in their 30s. You know, times are changing and it's okay. It's good. It's good. You know?
Look, yeah, I guess you're right. Things are going to change. Yeah. We went through a whole decade where there was a bunch of teenage moms.
Yeah.
You know, they made TV shows about it. There were,
I remember those.
There were pacts between high school kids that like, oh, let's all get pregnant in high school. So there's like 30, 40 people doing that. That's a whole nother thing. Yeah, I don't that's a whole nother episode.
Yeah.
Look, let me shut up. Look, I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. But Ashley.
JY.
We made it.
We did.
We made it. Another episode.
We did.
Another off the topic, random, kind of all over the place.
Look, it ties into what you were asking.
I guess so. You know, but look.
I guess, I mean, maybe we shouldn't title it The American Dream.
No, we can still title it The American Dream, question mark.
Question, right? Hey,
because
good.
It's just like, what is it, you know? Does it still exist? And I guess that's something.
That's a good question.
We're still trying to figure out for ourselves.
Yeah, what do you guys think?
So, you know? Exactly.
Yeah, chime in. What is your American
Sounds
Dream?
Sounds like another challenge.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Let us know.
What is, you know, is... I don't know. I honestly feel like it's very different than what it used to be, and I feel like it varies from person to person.
You're absolutely right.
So,
because I'm not immigrating from any other countries and
yeah,
building stuff from the ground up. I know people have done that.
Yeah,
mad respect. You know,
oh yeah,
coming
absolutely
to a brand new country, not knowing really much anything, and you grow a business and a family. I'm like, yo. Props
that
to you.
That is the American dream.
That is really the American dream.
Yes.
Because I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah.
Say I leave today, I move over to a different country, I don't know. I might just fail. Like, you know.
Oh, I know I'd fail.
Yeah, it's like I don't speak the language. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I have the drive to get up and like build something.
Yeah, that's some mad motivation right there. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Dude. I mean, yeah, that's.
But
that's inspiring.
Shout out to all the people that came to the U.S. looking for the American dream and made something of it.
Yes.
Them, so.
Yeah, and if you, and even if you're still working on it, I mean, get it, yeah.
Yeah, dude, exactly. I mean, yeah, just keep
I mean,
going.
even if you're here in America, born in America, and working on it,
uh-huh.
Get it,
get it, get it, girl, get it. Oh gosh, I don't even know where to go from here. the only place to go is out the door.
Right.
Thank you guys for tuning
yes,
in to another episode of the Bring Something to the Table podcast. As always, my name is John, and this is the lovely
Ashley,
and we out of here, people.
All right, thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.